The matchup for tomorrow night's women's final is set, and one of the teams will be wearing green and white.
Michigan State has done it! They have matched the biggest comeback in the Final Four ever, down by 16 to win. You've got to be kidding.
That call on ESPN of Michigan State's stunning comeback yesterday. They knocked off the favorite Lady Vols from Tennessee 68-64. The Spartans will be playing in the championship game for the first time. They'll face Baylor University's Lady Bears, another team that's never made it to the final game. Last night's thriller between Michigan State and Tennessee was not just a matchup of players, it was also a showdown between coaches. Michigan State's Joanne McCauley, a tournament newcomer, against Tennessee's Pat Summitt, one of the winningest coaches in NCAA history with six national titles under her belt. Joanne McCauley's team pulled out a victory with a never-say-die attitude and a mean zone defense. We reached McCauley earlier today on the team bus.
Well, I think defense and rebounding are a key. I don't think we rebounded as well as we would have liked. So where we made up for that is with our defense, and I think it was a bit of a problem. I definitely think it was part of what went on, and the biggest thing was the players making plays, though. I have to tell you, offensively, there were tremendous plays made by so many members of our team. I think it was very difficult for Tennessee to recover from that.
Your team was down by 16, not once but twice, but in that second half when you were down by 16, given that you were coaching against Pat Summitt, an actual fixture at the NCAA tournament, did it ever enter your mind that perhaps the team might have gone as far as it could?
Well, you know, actually it did not. I mean, I'm just coaching the game and coaching like crazy with the team, and they're playing hard, and you just always know it's a battle. You never know what's going to lead to what. And I just felt we had a lot of time on the clock, and if we could keep making stops and really attack, that good things could happen. And, you know, coaches are pretty trained to stay in the moment, and I'm pretty good at that. Our team is very good at that, and it certainly helped us with this situation.
What did you do differently in the second half? When the team was so far behind?
Well, we got more physical, first of all. We got more into the flow of the game. It was a physical basketball game. We definitely defended better. We definitely rebounded better. And I think all those things came together to make a great run.
It was a very physical game. By almost any standards, there's a lot of pushing and shoving, diving for balls, players getting knocked on the floor. Is this just an example of how hard the two teams played last night, or is it more an example of how far women's basketball has come?
Probably a combination. I think women's basketball has just grown leaps and bounds, and it's so amazing to see the development and all the great teams out there and the physical play. I hope it's not too physical. I think that can take away from the game. But certainly it was a great battle, and it just speaks to where we've come and where we're going and how exciting the sport is.
Your victory is considered one of the greatest upsets of the tournament. How do you keep your team motivated so they're up for the finals, to make sure that they don't relax?
Well, they're here for them. You know, they're here to play their game. And there were many parts in the Tennessee game that we did not play our game. We did not play 40 minutes. When we were playing poorly, I let them have it. I let them know what I was feeling. It was very intense and strong about the fact that we weren't rebounding the basketball and we weren't playing Michigan State basketball. And I challenge their heart and desire, and I think it's really important to tell the truth and be honest with your team and let them have it when they need it, and certainly tell them how great they are when they do spectacular things.
There are a lot of women who watch these games, particularly older women who played basketball in high school, in college, never dreamt that they would see the day that the tournament got this kind of attention, that in the professional leagues that women would have a league of their own. When you go out there, do you think of those women, and if you do, what message would you like to send to them?
Well, you always think about the people that came before you to make a difference, and you know, you always are aware of the opportunities that we have now that perhaps people did not have before, and you just feel motivated by that. You want to represent in the best possible light, and you want to let people know this is how far we've come, and it's a great thing for women's basketball. It's a great thing for women in sports.
Well, Coach McCauley, congratulations. Good luck to you tomorrow night. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Joanne McCauley is the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans.